Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What if I... It's a lot of cursing right there. Hey.
I'm happy you couldn't,
you know, I gotta
censor yourself.
Mute myself there. It is a lovely Monday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Is it lovely?
It is. It's a little rainy, but it's lovely because, you know, I got Leroy, I got Vlad here with me. So I know that the rest of my day is going to be even more amazing. You guys started things off correctly. And if you guys are looking to continue things correctly, we got Hockman and Crowder next. After that, we got some Marlins baseball. So we got it all happening for us here on 104.3 WQAM. Now let's go ahead and get you some headlines that are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia, DoralKia.com. NBA Finals set. Stanley Cup Finals set. Knicks, Spurs, Hurricanes, Knights. Marlins swept by Mets, back in action against the Nationals.
Nationals
today.
In D.C.
The Marlins swept, like I just mentioned, but their starting pitcher, Jensen Junk.
Yeah.
On the what is the list? Not it was like it wasn't like the IR.
It's the IL injured
IL.
List.
IL okay.
10-day injured list, maybe. Yeah. But I think he's gonna miss some time.
Yeah, they said with some shin injury.
Dude, it's hard to
injure your shin, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's I don't know, man. It's this, the sport with the least amount of physical. Anything.
Yeah, he's on the 15-day injured list with right shin inflammation.
Right.
And then they could convert it.
Yeah, they could extend it to...
To a 60-day.
Right.
Well, prayers up to them, and hopefully the Marlins can bounce back. We got some breaking news, though, out of the NFL, Leroy. Not sure if you heard about this. Russell Wilson.
No. Well, that's also, that might be happening as well. But Russell Wilson.
Don't tell me Odell. We'll talk about Odell's wash behind after this. But Russell Wilson finalizing deal to join CBS Sports. Finalized deal, became a sports analyst, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. He had an offer on the table from the Jets to join the team as a backup to Geno Smith. He said no. He took his 10-time Pro Bowl selection, Super Bowl winning, Walter Payton Man of the Year winning self and said, you know what? I'm going to join James Brown, Nate Burleson, and Bill Cowher. He'll be replacing Matt Ryan, who left the network.
He's a GM somewhere, right?
He's running football operations. Or
President of football.
President of football operations with the Falcons. But my question for Russell will be, you know you're going to get a call.
Yeah.
Are you done with football? Or
yes.
Maybe he should be, but he knows he's going to get a call. Somebody's going to get hurt during camp.
He'll get a call, and I would say he's done. Not listen.
Phillip Rivers got a call.
He could say he's not done, but his body says he's done. Right? I'll be interested to see. Because he's always tried to take himself on the straight and narrow, you know, as far as saying all the right things to the point where it almost seems not real, right? How is he going to take that and put it, you know, into the CBS gig when you're going to have to be critical at times? But you just have to do it in a way that, like, when I do this, all I try to do is, and I'm critical of players. I'm not going to lie about that. But I also always keep in the back of my mind that I did that. And there's nobody more than me who should understand what that player and how that player is going about doing said job. And I think a lot of times players get caught up on being super critical without realizing their career. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't the best running back in the league to ever do it. So when I comment on running backs, I do it in a way that can be critical, but also understanding the difficulties of playing that position. A lot of people say, oh, that's not. No, that's the reality of it.
Yeah, as a former and future athlete, I totally get you, Leroy.
Wait, huh? How can you be a former and future athlete?
I took a break, just like OBJ did. Because we can do that now, apparently.
Now, I'll say this. The thing about the injury that he had, that Father Time is catching up to him.
Yes, it is.
But the fact that he's had all this time off.
That don't mean anything.
To kind of get 100%, he might be to a level where he could do something. Right.
Yeah, he totally could do something. He could sell tickets for the Giants, which is what they want. He can give a good speech pregame. You know, he can see a good young boy and be like, hey, you should maybe do this. Like, you know, one of them youngins that are coming
into
the league.
Like Malik Nabers?
Like, oh, no, Malik Nabers, I mean, he can't even run right now. But, you know, there's things
you
got to
be careful about that, though.
Why?
People snap back.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like, you can't – you got to watch how you criticize.
Oh, you talk about Malik Nabers specifically. No,
yeah, you can't just go at him. Like, you have to be respectful in a way that you appreciate his –
And I do. I got nothing against Malik Nabers. I got everything against Odell Beckham Jr. Completely robbed us here.
I told you guys, but no, y'all won it.
Completely robbed us. Who wanted him, huh?
You did.
What? No way. Never wanted him. Another person who is signing to the Giants roster, Braxton Berrios. He signs a Giants contract for 1 year. Quick little 1 year deal. And they,
you know, what's crazy about that? Smith. He is the all-time receiver in Miami history.
Yes,
is he? No, it was Xavier Restrepo.
Yeah, Restrepo. Just
Restrepo.
But aren't they really like the same person?
No, they're not.
They're not really the same person.
I'm just saying. No,
it's like Julian Edelman, Wes Welker.
Nah, because Berrios, his game out off the field is phenomenal.
Oh, okay, that's what we're talking
about. His game off the field, he's not no special teamer.
Nope.
He's an all-pro.
Absolutely. Isn't that crazy, though? It's always the ones that are, like, never crazy good on the field. He's great. I love Braxton Berrios. I'm not talking about him specifically. But, like, sometimes it's like you see these beautiful, sought-out women, and they're always with, like, a basketball player, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to find out who it is because I'll know this person. It'll give me an opportunity to bond with my wife as she discusses this relationship I don't care about. And then it ends up being like Jamal McGlure Jr. And you're like, who does he even – is this guy even in the league? What is going on here? But speaking –
where's Restrepo now? Isn't he in Tennessee?
I don't know if he made the team.
He was unsigned, and then they ended up bringing him up from practice squad.
Right.
But I'm not sure. Berrios just signed with the Giants, and Restrepo is still currently a member of the Titans, which is like they don't necessarily have the craziest room. So if there's anywhere he'd be able to make it, Tennessee's a good spot. I mean, Miami would be a good spot, too, because we also don't have a illustrious
wide receiver. Yeah, but here's the problem with Miami. You don't need no doggone possession receivers. You're going to sign a guy, you need a guy who's going to, you know, at least have some speed or something like that.
Well, if you are going to sign a guy, today would be the day to do it, as Miami Dolphins
got 21 million.
Came up on 21 million in cap space, which is extremely beneficial for them, seeing as they were in the bottom two or three over the last couple seasons in regards to cap space. They now rocket their way to 16th, which is right in the middle, which I've never been happier to be right in the middle based off of what we've experienced recently. So we will keep an eye out to see what moves they make with that extra money. Now yeah,
they're not going to get anybody major guys.
I mean, no, they shouldn't, and they actually shouldn't. They should hold on to the money until next year. Maybe they'll get someone to solidify the edges, according to what Omar Kelly was mentioning. But there's just so many gaps in so many areas in which, you know, there's places to fill. So it's just who will have the right number that will allow them to build for the future while also remaining competitive.
I think, would it be safe to say we think the easiest position right now to get is a guy who can stretch the field or a guy who can run, or you can find one of those guys.
I think we got a lot of the guys that are fast. We just need someone who will, like, make a difference.
Can actually
catch. Yeah, maybe potentially have some size too, because, you know, right. we just got done with the era of throwing fade balls to the cheetah in the corner. You know, if there's a chance we can get a guy over 6 feet, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Right.
But for the right price, of course. And thank God we didn't settle for OBJ again. Giants. No, it works in New York for him. It works in New York because he's more than a football player there. He is an entity of sorts. And
who?
OBJ.
Oh, my God.
It's going to sell jerseys. It's going to sell tickets. It's going to be good vibes.
Dude, he's like Ben Simmons. They got the greatest mixtapes, man. Like, their mixtapes are the best.
No, I wouldn't disrespect him and say he's Ben Simmons.
And then when it's time to play the real game, something's going to happen. He's done.
I agree. I mean, I agree. I understand.
I hope that Bitcoin money helped, you know.
I hope so.
I hope so.
We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we will discuss a story I tease in which the Miami Dolphins maybe asking for some money back from this former coach. In addition to that, I know that this show is constantly discussing, well, I would say Tobin is constantly discussing his love of Love Island. Now, the cast was just released, and
somebody got somebody said the naughty N-word and
did they?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you were talking about the person whose leg is
Maybe it's a different game show that I'm thinking about then.
I don't know, the person reality whose show leg is not there and
really and, yeah. it got munched on?
I don't know what happened to it. We will find the story, I'm assuming. But I say all that to say we have a Love Island trivia event that I am producing that will be tomorrow. So we're going to have a quick guess. Just give us a little bit more information on that. We will discuss the cast in honor of our boy Tobin, who is not here. We will discuss that information. And, of course, we got to get to All Right, Oh No. So we still got an action-packed 1 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. We will be right back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. A little KRS-One in the 1 o'clock hour on June 1st. I'm surprised I haven't heard any, it's the first of the month.
No.
Wake up.
I'm going to tell you, somebody that woke up.
Who? Tell me. You told me there was a trade in the NFL.
Big NFL trade.
Big trade.
Announced.
All right, let me hear it.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't see this, Leroy? I thought that you might have seen this already. I thought they might have been calling you.
Uh-oh.
Adam Schefter is reporting.
All right.
The Browns are finalizing a trade that will send two-time Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, to the Los Angeles Rams.
What?
In exchange for Garrett, the Rams are expected to send, wow, this is big, Pro Bowl edge Jared Verse from Florida State.
What?
A 2027 first-round pick and other draft pick compensation still being negotiated to the Browns.
What? First of all, crazy trade. Second of all, do you think Jared Verse?
The Rams are all in.
Oh, yeah. They're going. Yo, if you're talking about a general manager and an owner that's going all in and saying forget them picks and all of that.
They've done it every year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is shocking right there.
That is
shocking.
A big, big NFL trade.
He ain't
got to
play in the cold.
Yeah. That is interesting because, all right, One could say Myles Garrett for Jared Verse. It's not necessarily like an equal trade, but they are both dominant presence on the defensive line. Both pressure the quarterback really well. I would say Myles Garrett is better, but is he so much better?
Yes.
That you give out Jared Verse?
Yes.
And a first pick?
Who was defensive player of the year last year?
Some guy.
Yeah, Myles Garrett.
The record for most sacks in the year?
Okay.
So,
hold on.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me the Los Angeles Rams have the MVP and the defensive player of the year on their team?
Only 12 sacks over his first two seasons, Jared Verse. What the hell?
I'm just saying that's a move. That's a move. That's a contending move.
That's a contending move versus a reset move.
That's a good move for the Browns, though. I feel like that's a good move for the Browns. What the hell are you going to do with Myles Garrett?
You want to put this in context?
You're the Browns.
Next year, the Browns, by making this trade, because you don't have to match contracts, they're going to have over $100 million in cap space.
And you're going to have draft picks in what's supposed to be a loaded NFL draft class.
So think about this, because that Deshaun Watson money gone, you giving however much money you giving to Myles Garrett gone.
So you got money and you got picks is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to line them up to fail in a different way.
But here's the problem. Vlad, I've said this in every sport. I can give any organization a plethora of picks and star players. What makes them a bad organization is the decisions they make while having that flexibility. And so bad teams aren't bad because they have bad players. Bad teams are bad because the organization makes bad decisions. So we will see what the Cleveland Browns do with all these assets and money. But it has been proven in the past that one of the reasons why they're in this spot is because the decisions that the organization has made when having such flexibility in their roster or in their money. And you can go through teams in every sport and say the same things, right? Don't look at the picks and whatever. You know, Chris Greer used to say, F them picks. That's not the issue. The issue is the money that you gave to all these guys that are no longer on the team. The issue is the guys that you drafted that ended up being played are no longer on your team and they're getting paid elsewhere because you either couldn't afford them or didn't think they were good enough. Same thing with Baker Mayfield played hurt, and then you said he ain't our quarterback. It's the decisions that organizations make, not with the assets that they have.
If you're just joining us right now, we got breaking news out of the NFL. Myles Garrett has been traded to the Los Angeles Rams. The Browns will be receiving Jared Verse and a first-round pick in return for the Defensive Player of the Year. Leroy Horde has said he is ecstatic and thinks that this is the right move for the Cleveland Browns. You can quote him as saying, Browns to the Super Bowl.
You know what? It's like the thing in basketball. Like, why is Giannis getting traded? Because they can't support him around him to win, and it's just a waste of talent. So you might as well get assets for him.
Yeah, same thing.
I look at no different than this trade.
Yeah, same thing.
You got one of the best. You got one of the best defensive players to ever do it, and he's on the team that you don't even know who your damn quarterback is.
I know we got a guest coming on too, but I'm starting to feel like the NFC is becoming like the NBA Western Conference. Like you see that that. The Rams are really planning and to put the team that can beat the Seattle Seahawks. That was the team that, I mean, obviously that's Super Bowl
They
champ,
were close last year.
But they were close last year, right. Like they were close.
Play.
a couple of fluke plays. It might have been definitely a fluke play. If they recover that two-point conversion, that NFC Championship game is played in L.A. instead of being played in Seattle.
Correct.
So they're really going all in to make sure that they get to utilize and capitalize, maximize Matthew Stafford in the, like we ought to say, the back nine of his career. Got to give them credit, man. You know, forget them picks. They went all in and they got themselves a monster.
You know what's funny? We just finished talking about the Rams on draft day, about the ridiculous
move that they made
to draft Ty Simpson.
Now it kind of looks smart now.
Now when you look at all the other moves and put them all together, you kind of have to give them the benefit of the doubt until it plays out, right?
Breaking news, Aaron Donald has come out of retirement. Imagine that. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine playing Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett on the same D-line?
I'm not going to hold you right now.
Nah.
How did Aaron Donald still looks in tremendous shape.
No, for sure. For sure. He's still working out at a crazy – him and James Harrison, I don't understand. They don't
know. The only thing I would think is that he's probably this close to being in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. That he doesn't want to, if he enters, they have to wait another 5 years.
Oh, I got
that. That he probably won't, but he could add a second ring right now with the roster that they have. Like, he could be, he could come in during the middle of the season, like, you know what? Let me help you guys out.
Well,
I'm shocked because they made it sound like it would never happen. But this is also the same owner that is getting ready to trade Giannis.
Hmm.
So going through that and then seeing what's going on with the football team, how do you know he didn't just say, look, let's get out ahead of this.
That's a good point.
Because he's dealing with – he's got two teams and he's got two game-altering players that are not going to be on those teams next year. Right. So I don't know if one had anything to do with the other one, but it's weird when you have the same owner that owns both Milwaukee and the Browns look at that situation and say it's time for us to cut bait with our best player.
Now we continue to unpack this bombshell of a trade in the final segment. But before we do, speaking of bombshells, I had talked about this last segment. Be doing a Love Island trivia. So sad that our boy Tobin won't be here to enjoy it. But it is a Love Island trivia and watch party tomorrow at Copper Blues. And they just released the cast a couple days ago. We'll have a chance to discuss that more. But we're going to be joined now by the host of our Love Island Trivia, Copper Blues. He is a local comedian. You can catch him on the Comedy Calendar. You can catch him at the Miami Improv and all local clubs where he is currently killing the mic. Sebastian Alvarez, Sebby the Comedian, will be joining the show. Sebby is the host. He will be hosting it tomorrow. Again, that is Love Island Trivia. Vlad, is Sebby backstage? Let's see if we can get him on here so we can learn a little bit more about this event that we have tomorrow. If that is something that Tobin has convinced you to watch. Sebby, thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you, guys. I'm really happy to be here. I'm actually the co-host. There's going to be a dual host, Grace Kelly, who is also a local comedian, will also be hosting with me on that show. It is going to be fantastic, and it is at Copper Blues in City Place, Doral. Guys, if you haven't seen Love Island and you're a single person, you're a person that's in a couple, you have a group of friends that wants to go out and do something fun, this is definitely the night to come out and catch the show and do some trivia and have some fun.
Now, the cast was just released. Let's take a quick look at this.
Yes. These,
again, this makes me really sad that our boy Tobin isn't here to enjoy it. But it says there's an issue with your file. Try again. All right, I'm trying to load the here because there's a specific cast member that I am attempting to dance around, kind of showing just because I have my questions. I have my questions, of course, and that is this person all the way here. If you can bring this up for me, Vlad, I have a screenshot here all the way. If you're watching us on YouTube or Twitch, all the way on the left here. Now, we have a lovely, lovely cast of beautiful looking people here. I can already see a couple who I definitely would make my move on for sure. But we do have some representation here with someone all the way on the left here with a prosthetic leg. What is the backstory from this person? I am interested. I need more information.
Well, I mean, obviously, they're just being inclusive. Like, just because you have a prosthetic leg doesn't mean you can't find love.
Yeah, Marco.
Come
there
on.
There you go. Hey, listen, come she's on. Beautiful, too. She's absolutely beautiful.
She actually gets, she also gets the best parking in the villa, so it helps. Okay. It works out.
Yeah, totally works out. Totally works out. Totally works out for sure. Now, I don't know too much, you know, based off of this show. This is something that Tobin brought to our attention. So I don't know necessarily how this works, but I do know something about eventually more people will be introduced to this cast.
Yeah, so the way that it works, obviously, if let's say all these people find perfect matches and, you know, there's an even number of guys and girls. So let's say they all get coupled up. There's no interest in the show. There's nothing fun. The fun in the show is drama and cheating and scandal. That is what they sell this show on. And that's what we as fans like to watch. So they bring in what we call bombshells, which are people who are outside of the villa, because it is like they're basically in like the NBA bubble. They're cut off from the outside world. They don't have phones. They don't have anything. So when these new people come in, you know, sometimes it stirs the pot. They force them, people who are currently in couples, they force them to go on dates with these new people. So it's like, it's a real shakeup halfway through the season, you know?
Now, what are the chances of us seeing Mike Vrabel and, you know what, never mind. Let's not even, we won't even go down that path. Again.
No, that would be Temptation Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Show. Yes, exactly. Now, that's actually actually they did have a show about it. It's called Cheaters.
Ah, yes. They did that. Yes.
With the girl chasing him.
On a completely different show. But yeah. I will say this. This last season, of Love Island that had just passed was probably one of the most like talked about cultural events of the year last year.
Remember Huda? Everyone loved Huda for a little bit. I remember
Miami Girl.
Yeah, I love that. Now, before we go to break here, I did hear this is not a radio contest of any sort, Len. I just want you to know. I know I'm not allowed to do those, but Sebastian said he had some gifts or something to give away to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody who reaches out to me on social media at Sebi the Comedian, Sebi_the_comedian, if you hit me up there, we are going to be giving away a $100 food and bev tab for the event. So
$100.
$100, man. And at Copper Blues, gets you a lot of food. Great, great food over there. And it gets you some really incredible drinks made by the bar staff at Copper Blues. Both are second to none. And I honestly, if you guys don't want to come out with $100 in your pocket already to go have some fun, I don't know what will convince you at that point.
All right. You heard him again. Not a contest. You just hit him up. Sebi_the_comedian. Get your free $100 tab for tomorrow's Love Island trivia. Thank you for joining us, Sebi. I appreciate it. And I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I will see you tomorrow, man. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Again, we got a breaking news NFL trade that we will continue to discuss, as well as our favorite. Leroy will explain why he's hurt when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final segment, I should say, of the Tobin and Leroy Show. I can't hear Leroy. Tobin out, but we are here covering. I can hear you now, Leroy. We are here now covering the breaking news out of the NFL. A trade. The Browns send Miles Garrett to the LA Rams. The Rams send back Jared Verse and a first round pick. Leroy, why are you hurt?
Let me put it this way. I'm hurt that it didn't work out. That's more along the lines of where I am. I thought this would happen last year, right? I'm just upset that it didn't work, that they couldn't win in Cleveland because they made too many bad decisions. Like, every guy on that team is suffering because of the Deshaun Watson debacle. Every single guy that has come through Cleveland that has had to rely on the hope that Deshaun Watson was going to work out has paid for that bad decision. Let me tell you why it was a bad decision. It was a bad decision because you got rid of your quarterback and you brought in a quarterback that you knew was going to be suspended for a number of weeks. So that first year was a throwaway year to start with. Now add injuries and real life football stuff, and he never got any traction. And they're going to roll him back out again this year because you got to pay him anyway. So this Deshaun Watson decision has hurt the guys on that team. And so from that standpoint, I feel bad that a guy like Myles Garrett has had to answer questions, that's had to deal with the disappointment of all the things surrounding some of the decisions that the organization has made because they weren't out front having to respond to those questions. He's there every day. Right? And so that disappoints me. And I hate that a player that would have been content playing his whole career there, you can't keep because you're wasting a talent because your team's not ready for one of the best defensive players to ever do it. So that's why I'm happy for him, because now I'm a root for Myles Garrett to get a championship, because a level of talent like that deserves to be on a team where he can shine and it means something, right? Like everybody glad he broke the sack record or whatever. They were still a top five draft pick team. You see what I'm saying? Now, go get me 15 to 20 sacks on that Rams team. It's going to seem like he got 40 sacks. And so that's what I want. You like, we're so quick to say people are looter and riot. If he do that with the Rams, hey, you know how hard it was for some people to give him the defensive player of the year on the Browns? You do that with the Rams, it's going to be over by the middle of the season. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him that now his talents or not. I'm not going to say they weren't appreciated in Cleveland. He was loved in Cleveland. I would say is not. Now the rest of the league is going to see that talent on a Sunday on a good team and go, wow, look, we didn't know, right? Because the only thing people know about Myles Garrett is the numbers. Because the team wasn't winning.
When it's all said and done, if we can fast forward a couple seasons, who do you think won this trade?
I would say everybody got exactly what they wanted. The Browns got younger and got some draft assets.
Not everyone.
What do you mean?
Rams are happy. They got what they want. They got a two-time defensive player of the year.
Right, but the Browns got
Their talent. There's one person who's not happy about this.
Who?
Jared Verse is not happy.
Jared Verse. No, he said who won.
Yeah, he didn't win. Jared Verse didn't win. He didn't win.
Jared Verse lost.
Yeah, he lost.
He went from being 10, 11, 12, 13 wins to 5.
He went from Los Angeles to Cleveland.
Hey, let me tell you.
Best player on his new team, though.
Hey, what Myles Garrett going through, not the worst thing to happen to a career, right? Because I'm going to tell you like this. I went from the Browns, then I went to Baltimore, and then I went from there to Carolina. They were in the NFC Championship game that year. And then I went to Minnesota, and they were in the playoffs every year. So when I ended my career, I look back at my last 5 years in the league and go, how can a team that was 4 or 5 wins think I couldn't help them win? Yet teams that were consistently in the playoffs wanted me to help their team. And I was looking at it like, it ain't me. Right?
Well, that's
it ain't me.
That's the decision making that you're talking about, and we will continue to monitor this big decision again. Hockman and Crowder coming up next. I'm sure they'll be talking more about this trade and all the other breaking news around South Florida. If you want your daily dose of silly sauce, your boy will be in all week as Tobin is out.
Fig is out. Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, Leroy will be in all week. Vlad and Brittany will be holding down the production chair. I want to thank you guys for listening today. We'll turn it over to Hawk and Crowder, and we will join you guys tomorrow.